The Air Force is weighing a plan that could bring a lot more noise to at least one Anchorage neighborhood. At a meeting tonight, Air Force representatives are talking with community members at Clark Middle School in the Mountain View neighborhood, one of the most ethnically diverse and porous parts of Anchorage. The forum is meant to hear concerns and reactions to a draft environmental impact statement on a proposed change to how F-22 fighter jets take off and land at nearby Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Every year, the Air Force tries to conduct about 5,700 training flights with the jets out of JBAIR. They say in order to improve efficiency and safety, they need more flexibility in which runways they use. The plan they're recommending would increase activity on a north-south runway, which, as the EIS notes, would increase off-base noise and have disproportionate effects on minority and low-income populations in the community of Mountain View. Jason Bookman is president of Mountain View's Community Council, and his house is right under the flight path when jets turn to make a northward approach. He says a certain amount of noise from JBAIR is just part of living in the neighborhood, but the new flight pattern goes well beyond that.
When the planes are doing the north-south landings, it's much more like you're attending an air show, and it can be much more intense.
This summer, as work was done on the east-west runway used for F-22 takeoffs, residents got a taste of what more north-south usage means for noise. Bookman says the F-22s make an unpleasant whistling sound compared to the deeper rumble of larger cargo craft. He's sympathetic to safety concerns cited by the Air Force and its aim to keep air traffic with civilian planes less cluttered. But he says many residents in Mountain View feel like the neighborhood concerns get ignored. And as a result, officials with the city and military don't treat it with the same consideration as more well-to-do parts of Anchorage.
The impacts that we face by our location, by the fact that, you know, we are a mixed neighborhood, it just doesn't get the priority or seriousness that some of the other communities would generate in terms of concerns.
A spokesperson for the Air Force's 673rd Wing said no one was with detailed knowledge of the proposal would be available in time for this broadcast. The draft EIS includes multiple other options for the Air Force to handle F-22 traffic at JBAIR. Officials will be taking comments on those proposals as well. The meeting at Clark Middle School starts at 6 and lasts until 9 tonight.